Here we go. It's a Saskatchewan quickie. From the cab of his half ton in the back pasture, here's Quick Dick McDick.
Now, I've got a question for you, big guy. It seems like
I love questions, Ben.
Everybody in this province has, seen Telemiracle, but have you been on stage at Telemiracle before?
You know, I've never been on stage, Ben. I always, when I was a kid, that was the one time your parents would always let you stay up late.
Yeah.
You know, to watch the great entertainment that was on 24 hours a day. And at the time, you wouldn't realize that they kind of put their, like, bottom end of the entertainment on through the middle of the night when they think nobody's watching, I think is how they do it. I don't know, but we always thought it was fantastic when we were kids. And then you'd, like, have frozen juice. And you'd, like, chip away at it and eat, like, frozen juice and just watch Telemiracle all night. And it was fantastic. And you'd scream, ring those phones. And you'd beg your mom and dad forever to phone in when they had a knockdown to help knock the people down.
Of course.
And you'd finally, they'd let you phone in. You were only allowed to donate $2. And when you'd phone in, you would never get the people in the background on the stage. You'd always get somebody that was, like, in the opposite city in a basement somewhere. You know, you're like, oh, but then you'd wait up for the rest of the night to see and wait for your little name to scroll down along the bottom on the ticker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I said I donated $2.
I know
the most amazing part of it. But that being said, I've never been on stage. Ben, when I turned into Quick Dick, I started doing, like, just Telemiracle promotions on my channel.
Yeah.
And they actually, they zoomed in with me there. It was 2 years ago. And I actually zoomed in with, like, my biggest celebrity crush, Jess Moskaluk, and she, like, zoomed in with the video that I had submitted to Telemiracle, and I was so excited and so nervous, and I couldn't figure out why she really, like, wasn't talking to me that much. And after I had somebody at home record it for me, and they were like, dude, you had bad cell service and you're blinking out, like, every 3 seconds.
And
the one time I got to talk to Jess Moskaluk, and it bad cell service in Saskatchewan. It's a heartbreak story all around.
That's the Telemiracle story. Well, I do have you beat because I have been on stage at Telemiracle, and you'd have to go deep in the archives. I don't even remember what I did. I think it was a song
You would have to go to the VHS sets that are labeled in Sharpie marker in your parents' basement. Right?
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. It was bottom of the barrel entertainment because I think we were on at about, like, 2 a.m. or something.
3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's about it.
Every time, yeah. Well, ring those phones, folks. It's Telemiracle weekend.